Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum. There was an early morning fire that destroyed Thomas Trucking in Pella on Fifield Road. The fire crews were out at 4 in the morning battling the blaze, and they had to deal with more than just the flames. There was also incredibly cold temperatures to face as well. Today we're going to talk with the fire chief about the fire and also about how the fire crews were able to work through such cold temperatures.
All right, well, Doug, today you guys had a fire early in the morning, and wind chills were, when I got back to the station and looked, it was about 3 degrees with the wind chill. So what are the difficulties of fighting a fire in such cold temperatures?
Well, number one is just trying to keep everything running properly. Our SCBA packs, they will freeze up on us because there's a mist coming off of the hoses where we're fighting the fire, so that our coats start to freeze up. The SCBAs, the connections on those can freeze up. We have to switch out packs. We have to switch out the air bottles, and where they have to be switched out, those things can be froze. So we have to actually put the complete air pack in a warm place and get another one so we can switch it out that way. That's one of the difficulties. The other difficulty is ice on the ground. We have to be so careful because when you're fighting a fire, you squirting water, and even if it's a mist, you're going to get an ice buildup on the rocks, on the street, and the city came out with a salt truck and sand and put salt and sand down for us so we were not hindered by the slick conditions.
And I imagine it's pretty cold for you guys, even though you're wearing all your gear.
Well, it is, and what happens in those situations is, as long as a firefighter's working, he's almost working up a sweat with all the gear he's got on. But the minute they stop to take a break, which we need to do, that's when the cold starts to set in. So that's why our equipment truck has a heater in the back, and we can put quite a few guys in there. And Pella Ambulance was there monitoring those guys. We had no problems with falling on the ice. We didn't have any frostbite on faces, fingers, because we watched that real close. That's very important.
And when you build up a little bit of a sweat and then you stop working, that sweat can actually make you even colder, can it?
It will. It will definitely make you colder. We had the aerial running this morning. We had two guys up in the basket, and they were getting cold after a while because of the wind chill factor, so we switched them out with a couple other guys that had been fighting a fire down on the ground, and they actually were sweaty. So when they went up there in that aerial, it wasn't long that they were wanting to come down because they were getting cold a lot quicker.
Now, this was kind of a big scene to have a fire, and there's a lot of area there to cover. How do you manage your crew over such a big area?
Well, I got a good bunch of guys, number one. Number two is we strategically try to locate them at different points, and we generally have 4 to 6 guys by each hose so we can switch off, so just 2 guys aren't standing on a hose all the time, because you literally, if you're standing running a hose and you don't move for a while, your arms can actually, the coat will actually freeze, and you'll freeze in that position.
Well, it was a pretty big fire. What was the damage like? Was the structure destroyed completely?
Totally destroyed. What was inside of it was totally destroyed. The way it looks to us, we left when the sun hadn't come up yet. It was still dark. I haven't went back out there to survey the situation yet, so I really can't tell you. But what it looked like to us when we left is it was a total loss.
And it was near a kind of a bigger metal structure. Was there any damage to that?
Not that I know of, other than the metal on the side of that building might have sustained some damage of some sort. And again, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But as far as getting into the old Vermeer Plant 1, it didn't get into the plant, because that was one of our first things, is we saw the fire was so intense in this one, in the building that burnt. We actually put up a defense line and put water on the building next to it and kept it from starting.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and good luck in all the rest of the fires that you guys might have this winter.
You bet, and thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum. He's told us about some of the difficulties working in such cold temperatures while fighting a fire after an early morning blaze destroyed Thomas Trucking this morning, and fire crews had to contend with wind chills down to 3 degrees. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.